first, let's get the latest reaction to President Obama's plans for military action against ISIS. The president is planning to send almost 500 more advisors to Iraq to train Iraqi security forces. He also plans to launch airstrikes in Syria in addition to the ongoing strikes against ISIS in Iraq. And he says he'll have a broad coalition of countries behind him. But a lot of questions remain, including whether the president needs additional authorization from Congress to do all of this. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us now from Washington. Mara, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And what is the reaction today from lawmakers on Capitol Hill to what the president said last night?
Well, the bottom line is they support him. Both House Speaker John Boehner, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi in the House say they support the president's strategy. There's plenty of complaints from Republicans, of course, that he didn't do this sooner, that he neglected the problem of ISIS. Some Republicans don't want him to explicitly rule out using ground troops. But for the most part, this strategy is getting support from both parties.
And there's nobody out there saying, don't do anything.
No, you can't be on the side of doing less against ISIS now that the American public has spoken through polls. They see it as a threat. Those gruesome beheadings really did change things.
And what about the question of authorization? We spoke today with Ben Rhodes, the deputy national security advisor to the White House, who says the president has the authorization he needs in the form of the 2001 authorization for use of military force. But that specifically says that it is for use of force against those responsible for the September 11th attacks 13 years ago, which would not be ISIS.
That's right. But there are people, certainly constitutional scholars and some members of Congress, who think he needs authorization. But for the most part, Congress is happy not to vote on this right before the election. And the president is going to go forward. He'll notify Congress under the War Powers Act, under his powers inherent as commander in chief. And he's going to go forward without an explicit congressional authorization. He says he welcomes congressional support. He'd be happy if they took a vote in support of this. The one thing he is asking Congress to do specifically is Congress will have to vote on the $500 million he wants to spend arming and training the moderate Syrian rebels. Hmm. That is something he is asking Congress to do, and I expect Congress will do it.
And what about this broad coalition that the president talked about in his speech last night of other countries? We remember President Bush talking about the coalition of the willing, and there are not a lot of specifics from the president about who's in this broad coalition.
Well, there are a lot of countries who are willing to help us. And after the NATO summit last week, the president came back with commitments from the kind of allies that you'd expect: Germany, the UK, Poland, France, but also Jordan, the UAE, Saudi Arabia. He talked to the King of Saudi Arabia yesterday before the speech. Saudi Arabia has said it will train the rebels on its own territory, although a lot of the training will be conducted by the American military. So there is a broad coalition. And one of the key pieces of the president's strategy is if the U.S. is going to take the lead in airstrikes and other countries are going to provide financing, intelligence, training, it's really important that Sunni Muslim countries like Saudi Arabia step up. This ISIS is a Sunni Muslim extremist group. They have to get some kind of opposition from other Sunni Muslims in the region.
So saying that they've got this support from Saudi Arabia, although we're hearing today from Germany and from the United Kingdom that they're not going to be involved in airstrikes. You're saying as long as these countries are doing other things, that the White House would be happy with that?
Yes, of course. And everybody has an expertise that they can bring to this.
OK, let's talk about the speech last night more, Mara. What stuck out to you?
Well, the biggest thing was what a departure this is. This is a president who ran on a platform of getting us out of wars in the Middle East. He wanted to get the country off a permanent war footing. He said he doesn't like the idea of having to play whack-a-mole. Every so often a terrorist group rears its head and the U.S. has to strike against it. But he really has become a war president now. Not the same kind of war that we've been fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan, but he's changed his mind. And so have the American people. As I mentioned, the polls have changed since ISIS beheaded two American journalists.
He changed his mind before the American people changed their mind, or along with, or after?
I think along with.
What about this tricky line, Mara, between hurting ISIS and helping Assad in Syria. The president is not a fan of either of these groups, and the U.S. is it sounds like enemies of both. But you help one, you might help the you might hurt the other.
Well, that's one of the big questions about the strategy. I mean, the president also said not long ago that the Free Syrian Army, the moderate rebels that he now proposes to equip and train and use as our boots on the ground in Syria, were just a bunch of doctors and pharmacists and teachers, and they really weren't ready for prime time. So the big question is, can the U.S. make them ready? What kind of strikes can we do against ISIS in Syria that won't end up helping Assad? There are also questions about the strategy in Iraq. We insisted that there be a new government there that was more inclusive, that included Sunnis. They got a new government, but will that government be inclusive enough to convince Iraqi Sunnis that they have to get on board against ISIS? So lots of questions there.
And the big question is, how long is this going to last? And it does look like this is something that could very well be started under this president and continued under the next.
No doubt about it. He said this isn't going to be quick. It'll last for at least 3 years. I think this is a long war. He will be leaving this to his successor. It's a generations-long conflict. But the White House would stress, as the president does all the time, but not the kind of war like Afghanistan and Iraq, where tens of thousands of American combat troops are there.
Mara Liasson, NPR national political correspondent, joining us from Washington. Mara, thank you.
Thank you.